Because I hold college coaches to a higher standard than I do NFL coaches. When it comes to morally, they are supposed to be leaders of men, set a good example, that kind of thing. But I look at Bill Belichick, and I wonder if he's fit to coach an NFL team, let alone fit to coach a college team, which, again, I put more onus on the character and personality and just overall a character, if you will, of a college coach than I do a pro coach. And so I'm worried that Bill Belichick just isn't fit to coach college kids, and UNC should consider cutting ties with Bill Belichick.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, and that was our guy Ted Johnson, his three-point stance from 3 o'clock, calling for UNC to consider cutting ties with Bill Belichick in the wake of everything that's kind of gone on this offseason with his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson.
Yep.
Serving as his manager, caretaker, his...
Oh, for God's sake.
Kidnapper, according to some, depending on how...
Are you going to say diaper changer next?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
It'll get there.
We could be getting there. I have a couple questions to ask. Dan Ball, update out of the statement watch desk. Any statement from Jordan? It's 6 hours later, according to her IG account, and...
Nothing on Instagram, nothing on Twitter, and nothing on Google Alerts.
Are we sure this person on Twitter, Jordan Bella, is her?
Yeah, Schefter follows it.
Hold on. You guys realize... So if she says a statement that's coming out 4 hours ago...
Yeah.
You don't think there's been people that have contacted her since and have said, you are not... Maybe from USC or UNC that have said, there's no way you're putting out a statement?
Oh, I think that's what has
Ixnay
happened.
Ixnay on the statement.
Right. That has to be what has happened.
Yes, that is my assumption. But you know what else has happened?
The ball's on her to say, I'm putting out a statement, though.
She's a member of the Ball family, indeed.
Oh, man. Big ones.
But we do not claim her.
We were talking about the Celtics and the Red Sox and the NFL draft. We had Stiz Grimey doing some legwork and some research on Jordan, her family, and... her mother, who lives in Massachusetts and has an interesting occupation, is that true, Stiz?
Yeah, I was doing a little digging just on who Jordan is, where she comes from. So it turns out her mom actually runs a toy store on the Cape in Provincetown.
Ooh, I like Matchbox cars. Matchbox cars are awesome.
Nah. You know what? I love those old-fashioned toy stores.
Yeah.
So where you get like these cool, I don't know.
Can walk around and play with things.
You said, said Provincetown is what kind of toy store?
But you didn't say Provincetown.
Yeah, different.
He did.
No Matchbox cars at this toy store. The name of the store is Toys of Eros. It's a sex store
on
the Cape. Yep.
A
sex store.
Sex
and her mom, Lee Hudson. Manages it.
So,
never trust a woman whose name is two towns in Massachusetts.
Did we speak to Lee?
I did call to see if we could get Ms. Hudson on the phone, and I spoke to a lovely woman over there who seemed kind of annoyed. I asked for Ms. Hudson, and she said she wasn't available. What was this in regards to? And I said, I'm a producer, was just hoping to talk to her about some stuff that's been in the news, and she goes, about her daughter? And I said, yeah. She said, no, she's not available.
She's never going to be available.
She sounded so annoyed.
You're probably not the first person to call.
I appreciate the work you did, but I don't think you were the first one calling.
Good luck.
We're burying the lead. Jordan's mom runs a Provincetown-based sex toy shop.
Yep. We all
yes,
work.
Sir. That's it.
Yeah, a lot of different jobs.
Yeah, man.
A lot of different jobs out there.
Do you think that's lucky without KY?
Oh, no.
That's pretty good.
That was actually, for Fitzy, that was an all-timer. That was tremendous.
See, why you got to qualify it and be an
great.
Absolute jackwagon?
No,
you could have just said that was great. No, it's got to be for Fitzy, comma, that was great. Blow it out your word hole.
My word hole has a question to ask, because I wasn't aware of this earlier. I fixated on the statement on Jordan's IG page. I didn't do the slide over to see the second image. Does this second image have any significance?
That's so funny, Andy, because I, like you, I just caught that maybe an hour ago.
Okay.
And I said to Dan, what the hell is this?
So I'll describe
it. What is this?
It is a picture that there's something blurry in the foreground. In the background, you just see legs and feet standing in the grass. And then there is a clock that is at 35:59. So just before 36 minutes. Like, what does this mean?
I know she loves that stuff. Like, she has a whole section on her Instagram that's the queen of puns, the pun queen. And so she took a picture of, like, a Coach store. Like, LOL. And then there's another one like Bill's Burgers, you know? So
what is $35.59?
I don't know. There is meaning to it, though.
Well, and it's also, somebody noted earlier that Taylor Swift is referenced. She's a big Swiftie.
Yeah.
I know
her
and Bill went to the Taylor Swift concert years ago at Gillette. Is $35.59 a reference to that?
She likes numbers, right? She's
maybe
into numbers, right?
Well, I was wondering, you know, like the common one would be $14.59. Oh, your 15 minutes of fame is almost up. Like, that would be a reference I would have gotten.
Okay.
But I don't know what is 36.
You know what? There's probably just her and Bill know, and they're all having a good laugh over it.
Yeah.
Are
they?
How much time is in a lacrosse match?
That's a good way to phrase it.
No,
are they laughing?
Not, yeah.
Is this
or is one laughing and one crying?
I don't know.
I'll let you decide who.
They're both in on it. They're both. It's not one's.
Are you sure?
Everyone thinks that one's leading the other one by the nose. You don't think Bill?
It's not his nose.
You don't. Bill just put in his book.
That's not where his nose is.
fair point. Bill put in his book that this was his what, creative muse.
You sure Bill put that in? I don't know if she might have written half the book.
Yeah.
Or half the emails or all these communications. Like the email that I read earlier, the statement.
If you really, there's a lot of people that think like you think, like he is not fit
We're
to be
doomed,
a football
then.
Coach. You know, if he can't make up any of these decisions on his own, then he's in bigger trouble than we thought.
So before I go, because that is a reason to be moved on from at UNC and all that. But before, like, I'll take a step back and just say, for years, I think he delegated a lot to Berge Najarian. And I'm not saying he wasn't capable, but he trusted Berge. He let Berge handle communications with a lot of people and a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that it's just that? Like, he was so used to that world where whoever that right-hand man, woman, person is, he trusted that person. Berge, it worked forever and did a great job. Is it possible that he just trusted her to be that person and now maybe is realizing, she's not capable of all
but
these
just,
various
I'm trying
things.
To, what evidence gives you that he's starting to question it? I don't know. Like, he just wrote that email that she posted.
You sure?
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if he wrote the email.
Okay,
I think
but you don't think he signed off on it?
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, there's Teddy, there is definitely.
You think she wrote an email like acting as if she was Bill Belichick
Ted,
and then posted it?
Ted, yep. There is 100%. There is certainly a possibility that she is doing things that he has no idea
no
about.
No
yes.
way.
Yes.
Oh,
way.
I'm telling
no.
you. Taking,
that's wait, criminal, guys.
That's crazy.
No, I'm talking like taking pictures or videos.
Yeah. Okay, that's
or,
fine, but not like stuff like the emails.
It could be.
It's also not
be.
Criminal if
know.
He said, you can do that. Like, feel free. Like,
yeah,
there's a reason he put her on the all emails go through Jordan thing, right? To take stuff off his plate, to get stuff out of his hair. So I don't discount that she is writing some of these things that she may have written chapters of the damn book. You think that's crazy?
No, I think it's crazy to think that Bill doesn't know what is going on with her. Like,
how old
he
is he?
72, 73.
Yeah, he's starting to get older. He's at an age where things happen.
Wow! I would find that very hard to believe. And so, it's amazing. People want to cut him slack. It's almost like you're just like you don't want him to be responsible for his all these things that are happening with him.
I think that is your perspective on that. Mine is just like an old guy can lose his way. A lot of old people. I work at a gym that's filled with old people. That's not a brag, so don't even play it or say it. And you know, you talk to them and you're like, I bet you this guy was a little more with it 20 years ago. Like, he's a little older, a little slower, a little whatever.
Huh.
Bill's in his 70s. Mm. That is old.
Man, fascinating. Fascinating.
I don't think that's that old. I don't.
I know.
I mean, he may, you know, put it this way. He may get, you know, he may be led around by his zest and want for youth and kinkiness, shall we say. Mm. But I can't imagine that he's like he's having like, cognitive
what?
Issues that are allowing her to prey on him. Like, if no, I don't believe that. I refuse to.
The average life expectancy for males is 74.8 years
God.
Old. I'm just, these are numbers.
Yeah.
So how can you tell me it's not old when he's a year away from the average person is no longer part of this planet? Like, I'm just throwing stats and deep. That's science, correct? The life expectancy for a male, 74.8.
It may be doubtful, but it's not completely out of the realm of possibility.
Yes. And don't, like, great people maybe lose it faster? Or, like, he was at a stressful high level for so long?
I guess I just, I've known this. A lot of people think that Bill's changed. He used to not be like this. No, this is the way he's always been. Like, there's always been drama with Bill. Like, the Patriots had drama for years and years and years. Like, nothing's changed. That's why we were excited. When he goes to UNC, it's like, there's still going to be stories. He can't help himself. I mean, isn't it ironic, or is it something makes you think that he does this interview with CBS News, Morning News, on the weekend of the NFL draft?
Yeah, I don't think that's a coincidence.
Of course not, because that's how he thinks, dude. He's bigger.
He's bigger than the draft, right? Like, that's him trying to take the spotlight. Now,
he can't help himself. He has to be in the news. He has to be relevant. He can't just go away and retire and enjoy his success. And he has to be constantly be in the news cycle all the time.
So did it work? Because he definitely has taken over the news cycle, but I'm not sure in a way that
I think it's starting to
is good
go bad for him.
Right. It's I think
even his strongest defenders are starting to bail on him.
I think it's hurting his legacy and his standing in the football world. Yep. Yes, Steve.
After this CBS thing, I mean, you guys know, I was an ardent supporter of Belichick.
Cult member.
After this, I think it made a lot of people who felt like I did do a almost complete 180 on Bill and really start to question, like, what is going
Stanley.
On? What is...
Yeah.
Nick, you admitted it Reason. Yourself yesterday. It was bizarre to see her leading this guy around and answering questions for him and all... It's just gotten to a point where it's like, what happened to my genius football coach? Like, what is going on?
The genius of his coaching and his, you know, his vast breadth of knowledge is still there. It's, I don't know, Andy, like, maybe he's just like so narcissistic. Womanizer, NPD? Just like romance. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. What'd you say?
He's a narcissist, NPD? Ted, but like,
what's an NPD?
Narcissistic personality disorder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. NPD. Go ahead.
I'm saying, like, he's lusting for her. She's feeding into his narcissism. Like, this could be like a savagely sadistic and mutually beneficial relationship.
I mean, you talk about the perfect storm. I mean, she's a go-getter. She's an upwardly mobile. She sees an opportunity in this relationship. This is more of a business relationship than it is a romantic relationship.
Dan Ball?
Just quick. We have a clue on the second slide of the Instagram post. CBS Mornings and then the host, Tony DeCopel, are both tagged. So based on how he looks in the interview, it looks like it's something having to do with the host in the interview that was done.
Okay, well, we have some callers that would like to chime in with some theories on what those numbers mean. So let's go to Dan in Dover. What are your thoughts on the numbers on Instagram for Jordan?
Oh, sweet Jesus. So the 35 is probably how many times Bill Belichick said, we're on to writing the book, just like you said, we're on to Cincinnati. And the 59 is probably their age difference. I know math is off, but hey, just it's a lot.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Appreciate it.
Nailed it.
Great call. Absolutely rich, compelling, and detailed.
I thought for sure I was going to have to dump that.
I was with you.
Your seconds were right. Like,
where's this going?
Like, where's the mouse? Get ready.
Boy, you flinched. I was like, good thinking.
Yeah. Let's see. Matt in Sudbury has a theory on Jordan and the numbers. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, what if she's pregnant? 36 weeks for a pregnancy.
Okay.
It's 38, 39, 40, but okay.
Yeah, close but enough. It's the accepted number, Fitzy. I agree with you. You learn that when you have kids, is it's not really 36, but
accepted
is 36.
It's her two favorite former Patriots, Patrick Pass and Andy Katzenmoyer.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is fun. All right.
But if she was pregnant and we were using the accepted 36 weeks, is she like, she'd be about to give birth if you said it's
correct.
35.
She got pregnant last night.
Oh, she got pregnant last night.
I mean, I'm guessing.
We're going the other way.
It was Bill's birthday. Wasn't that just recently? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
A few weeks ago?
Yeah, it was his birthday, and the cake said,
not something that we can say on the air.
Who gives
we
a
don't
crap?
Give a...
Yeah. So, okay, let's go to David in the car. He has a thought or question about Jordan and Bill Belichick. What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thank you for taking the call. I do have a question.
Mm.
It seems like there's a lot of opinions out here from starting with you guys out on the radio that you seem to have all the answers, but we don't know squat. We don't know what's going on. We can, you know, kind of think
speculate.
This is going on, that's going on, this is the issue, but we don't. I know we need to make good radio talk, but come on, guys. you're no experts. You guys have no clue what you're talking about.
Hold on, David. No, no, David, we don't. We're just speculating rampantly and leading a dialogue, which is, you know, engaging and also fascinating because it's our job. And also, this is, you know, kind of salacious stuff. But wait, hold on. You are the same David in the car that's called in and said that he does private detective work or used to, correct?
Yes, I am. That is me. I do that still.
We're going to need your rate because we need you to do some...
Well, you know, it would be fun. And I'll tell you this. I mean, I'll be the first one to say this relationship, I think it's a joke because of the age difference. I don't care what people say.
I don't care for your opinion, David, and I'm not going to let you spew it on the radio because that's pure speculation. I don't know where you got your information or became an expert here on relationships. Thank you, David. You actually landed the plane where it should be landed. This is something that we as human beings who live around other human beings and observe, I don't know, men, women, relationships. We all have opinions on this, right?
Of course.
Like, and we see these things and we react to them. And yes, we happen to react behind a microphone. But I guarantee you, I have worked in offices where there were literally water coolers and break rooms where people go and you fill up your soda or something. Oh, yeah. And you stand there
we're talking about the same thing.
You see that Belichick interview? Bam.
So whatever
his girlfriend's nuts. You see those eyes? Like, that's the conversation that's being had. I know that's been lost a little in the post-COVID Zoom world. It's harder to have these. This is what people talk about.
A lot of group texts about
this.
A lot of group texts.
That's probably what it is now is group texts. Yep. But this is what we do to these, especially when it's a figure in Boston sports as notable as Bill Belichick.
Yeah. And I just got to say, and they've been putting
correct.
Their stuff
correct,
out there.
Andy. Yes.
He's a huge, huge personality in this
right.
town.
And it's happening on social media in the social media era. Like, it's just, it has
no,
all
it's
the
more,
layers.
Guys. Yeah. I get a daily, like, brag. I get a daily, like millions of people in this country. I get a daily, like, encapsulating the news email from the New York Times, which also has a quick accessible link to, like, Wordle and all the other games you want to play so your mind doesn't dry up on you, right? Guess what the headline was today? About Bill Belichick and the interview with Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
The New York Times was leading their daily news recap email with Belichick something something interview Jordan.
Oh, the New York Times, like the most esteemed newspaper, they're talking about
the great
Bill
great lady is talking about the great hooded coach and his great crazy.
What do you got?
I just got a text from my agent who lives all the way out in Boulder. He just texted me and he just said,
brag.
Hey, how about Coach Belichick? I would be concerned about his focus on his job at UNC.
This would be like if we ignored the Kraft story.
Yeah,
it may be salacious, but we are talking about Bill Belichick. We're not talking about some rando.
Right, and I do. That's an interesting text you just got because that's somebody who works
in the football world.
And so I don't know if Neil Kornrich is still Bill's agent and advisor and lawyer, but I bet you Neil Kornrich watches something like this and says, yikes. Do I make the phone call? Who do I talk to? Do I have to call Bill and North Carolina and start to mediate and fix and repair? Like, that's a really interesting text you just got from somebody in the business that knows how the business works and has been around football for a long time. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk about Bill Belichick. We'll continue to wait for the statement that I'm starting to think isn't coming. I think Jordan is full of crap or more likely has been castrated and cut off at the knees by somebody at North Carolina, a lawyer, an athletic director, a chancellor, somebody at the highest level. Also a reminder, that's a state school, which adds another layer to this whole thing. Bill Belichick, the interview, his girlfriend off the rails. It's all on the table here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
The only title this show cares about is the city's next one.
As the confetti flies, the colors are silver, blue, and red.
So we'll call it what it is. Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
According to our last caller or emailer, that might have been a pregnant pause there by Bill Belichick before he said correct that Robert Kraft is not in the acknowledgments. WEEI Afternoons, we're talking about Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson, the interview. And I have some new information, Ted Johnson, that I think you'll find interesting. You know Bovada.
Yeah.
They put odds on everything. Literally. Dan Ball, what's that face for? Why are you looking down at me?
I just
Do you know where he's going?
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Wait till you hear where he's going.
Okay.
Oh, I can.
So apparently.
You won't guess.
Thanks to one of our aggregator friends, ML Football, the odds on how 73-year-old Bill Belichick and 24-year-old girlfriend Jordan Hudson met have dropped.
I was just saying to Dan, I don't believe the plane story, so that's funny.
Okay, so the options, the plane is not an option, just so you know. The, the original story is not an option. Met on Tinder is minus 140.
Can you imagine Bill Belichick's Tinder profile?
Okay, so we're...
they do have
true.
Like a Tinder for celebrities, though. Raya, I believe it's called.
Oh, how do you know?
Because I'm a celebrity.
That's what I wanted right there. Thank you.
Keep going.
Okay, so Met on Tinder is the favorite at minus 140. Next up, we have a couple options that are tied in the odds. Through his daughter, Amanda Belichick, plus 550.
Nope.
God, I hope
zero
not.
Chance.
No nope. chance. There is zero chance. Absolutely zero chance. Through a Belichick Foundation event, plus 550.
That's plausible.
I'm in on that. She would think, like, she likes the older chaps. I could see her being there for them.
Money would be involved, rich people.
And the next one.
Glitz, glamour. And then the next one at plus 850.
And a little pickle tickle.
On Ashley Madison.
Oh,
Ted Johnson, your thoughts?
What's the other one? There's got to be one more category.
No, there isn't. That's it.
There's got to be one more.
Which is that?
SugarDaddy.com.
Exactly. Ted, I was just going to say SugarDaddy.com.
SugarDaddy.com's not on there.
Why do you guys know
about SugarDaddy.com? Wait, is that the one where you get on there and you choose, are you here for the sugar or the daddy?
Is
that a real thing?
Yes, absolutely.
How do you guys know these things? Are you looking for sugar daddies?
So it's more common than you think. My man, is all I'm saying. All I can tell you is that I've known girls that have been on those sites.
Okay.
And for the men, I guess you can have a private, you can have privacy. You don't have to, people can't just see who you are. You have to kind of get permission to kind of talk to different girls.
Okay.
And so you can kind of be on that site without giving away your identity is what I'm told.
Do you have to give away your bank account? Like, you have to tell them how affluent you... To be a sugar daddy, you have money.
Yes. On right? this website, you do have to put...
Wait, no. You can get full access absolutely free, according to sugardaddy.com.
It's a different website.
For your profile, if something you're a man, like you do have to put, you know, it does tell the girl how much net worth. But also, they would frame it as, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, a sexual thing, right? You're a very successful business... No, I'm serious. You're a very successful businessman.
I just
you
want
have a
some
work
company
trip.
For dinner.
Yeah, so you would pay a beautiful girl... to go to dinner with you, to go to any conferences that you have to go to, et cetera, et cetera.
And what do you do after dinner?
Well,
just asking.
What two consenting adults agree to, none of my business.
I just, this is getting wilder and wilder.
Skinny bop.
The beauty of social media and the internet and us as a society.
Well, there's one thing that might give it away. I mean, you know, she has a prior relationship with someone who went public and had a statement about relationship early on, right? You guys know
that. Yes, the 68-year-old
businessman.
Said she was wise beyond her years.
Yeah.
Is she? I just saw her on CBS. She didn't seem wise beyond her years.
You know, she met Bill when she was 20, this businessman.
She's smart. She's just like, she too has a blind spot, Andy. The optics on this might not be something that she's familiar with, but she can be smart. Why? She's obviously no dodo. Just,
I have no idea what she is. Honestly,
she might have certain
manipulative powers and work that world well in terms of playing that game. But I don't know how. I'm not saying she isn't intelligent. I'm not saying she is. I have no idea. 617-779-7937. Ted in the car, not our Ted, has an idea on what those Instagram numbers mean. What's up, Ted?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. I have a pretty good idea. I think what the numbers mean because Bill has been well known as being a great clock management guy, and I think he's just tracking how much time it takes for effectiveness on his blue pills that he's just been taking now.
There we go.
Thanks
there
for the call,
go.
Ted.
All right.
36.59.
Appreciate that.
That's not what he told us when we screened that call.
Yeah, what did he tell you guys that you said, yeah, Andy, take that call? What exactly?
I want to talk about the Red Sox bullpen.
Yeah, Slayton. Fitzy's right. He's great. 617-779-7937. Sean in the car wants to talk about how this cute couple met.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Good. Love the show. EEI listener all the time. But thanks. I can't believe people haven't called this out sooner. She was a college student on a plane and was sitting next to Bill Belichick. Are you telling, well, with her, she's not a silver spoon kid. She wasn't flying first class. You can't tell me Bill was flying coach.
Yeah, it's not adding up. Not adding up.
All right, thanks. He's always been flying coach class.
No, that's a great point. But we have to differentiate, Stiz. Do we believe the original story that they met on a plane? Because they weren't willing to talk about that story that's already out there.
Which is, that's almost a giveaway.
Shady.
Like, consistency why wouldn't you talk about, key. Wouldn't that be a cute story? Yeah, we met on the plane. It was a meet cute.
Yeah, we were flying back and, you know, I helped her with her homework. You may want to leave
and
that
out.
And
she posted the book today.
Oh my God, this is turning into a Lolita. I helped her with her homework.
That's what she said. They talked about philosophy. That was the original story. And if you're going to lie, consistency is the key in lying, I've been told. I wouldn't know anything about it. I'm the most truthful person ever. But I've been told if you're going to lie, keep consistent, right? We've all seen these interviews with, like, cops in the movies. Like, as soon as you start to have a little inconsistency, they pounce. They jump on you.
This is my prediction. I'm guessing that she goes dark for a long, like, I feel like we won't hear, I feel like this was a tipping point for Belichick and Jordan. That this is gotten to a point in which I think Bill's going to shut the whole thing down.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Maybe, you know, the FOBs, the friends of Belichick, Ted, are like in crisis management mode. They're all like on a Zoom now.
That's
like,
what I think. I think Bears is doing a consult with Jordan. And I just feel like this is, we've reached a kind of precipice on this story.
That could also be a negotiation of your earlier point that maybe North Carolina wants to consider moving on. Well, maybe there's, okay, Bill, we'll keep you, but she's goes. Gotta go. She's out of the
or
the
just
football
has
world.
To just, you know, step back and behind
just
the curtain.
Just be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just, be your girlfriend. Just show up at family events. When we have friends and family night, she can come over. When we have football practice or meetings or emails, she's not involved because she's not actually part of the program. Yes, Stiz.
So she posted this today on her Instagram stories. It's a picture of the book that supposedly when they met on the plane, Bill signed for her. It's dated February 1st, 2021. It says, Jordan, thanks for giving me a course on logic, safe travels, and he signs it Bill Belichick and all the Super Bowls.
Can we get that authenticated? Do we know?
No, that's real.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's real.
How do we know?
I have seen Bill's signature just like that a million times. He does that. Like, it's either a good copy or a good facsimile or that's real.
Okay, well, that might be a signature, but how do we know about the date? The date of it?
Oh, I don't know that.
Okay, well, then he could have just signed the book today.
No, but the date is not good for them. The date's actually bad for them.
Because that would make her
20.
A lot of people 24. Doing math on the fly.
Yeah.
No, she was. I have been told she was 20. I have been told that she celebrated her 21st birthday in a relationship with Bill Belichick. That is what I've been told. I cannot verify that necessarily, but I've been told by very good sources.
What do you think her dad thinks?
Does she have a dad?
Yeah, he's on her Instagram, daughter of a Maine fisherman.
Oh, that's why she's so into the lobster thing. Yes. She's always doing that, and I actually appreciate that. It's one part of her work
fun
that
one.
I enjoy.
I just stumbled across this on IG from Sports Illustrated. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, has filed 17 trademark applications.
The whole in... Chapel Bill's version.
Ready?
Yeah.
All-time Belichick team, all Belichick team, Belistrator. We're doing all these as Ted. Yes, we are. Do your job. Dynasty. Ignore the noise. No days off. Peachy keen and wonderful. Saving Miss Daisy. The Belichick way. The Dynasty Bills version. Trail of salty tears.
Bills, the Dynasty Bills version?
I love it.
This is in the world?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Teddy's getting all riled up.
This is unreal.
It's not how that works,
Bill. What the nuts is peachy keen and wonderful?
Or saving Miss Daisy.
Who's Miss Daisy? Is she Miss Daisy? I mean, driving Miss Daisy
like,
is obviously the
sex tape.
Yeah.
Belistrator, Bill's version. Chapel Bill, Bill's version. Do your job, Bill's version.
What does that mean, Bill's version?
That's a Taylor Swift thing. So she had a thing with her original music record where she didn't like it, bad breakup. So she re-recorded like all her songs.
No, to own her masters, Andy.
To own it.
Yeah.
So she doesn't own the original version. She owns the remastered Taylor's version.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think what she's doing for Bill and all this, how she's helping Bill with social and all these types of things is because he's in the college game? If he was still coaching in the pros, do you think that Bill would be doing all these trademarks?
Well, that's what Cowherd, that's what his point was today. That because he is in college, he needs someone like Jordan to help him with the social media, to help attract these players. But I think I would argue, and everyone would agree, that it's backfired.
Is this attracting anyone?
Yeah. I mean, he had a worse recruiting class this year than they had last year.
No. About it all day. It's attracting attention and discussion and salacious tabloid-type media eyes and ears and voices, but it's not actually helping. I would say no, because Berge Najarian said something very simple when he was on Julian Edelman's podcast like a year ago. He said, yeah, it's a crazy world. You know, a couple months ago, we thought we were all going to Atlanta. So I don't think any of this would have happened, because I think Berge would be by his side if he was in the NFL, if it had worked out in Atlanta. But when he didn't go to Atlanta, Bill went his own media way. Berge went to BC with Bill O'Brien. And that's where I started the show. Has Bill lost his way, or did he lose his guide? Was Berge his guide through all these minefields of Bill's weirdness or whatever? And did he lose the good right-hand man and replace him with a terrible facsimile for the job? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's legitimate. I think you can put a lot of credit. You don't have to like Berge. A lot of people in New England, media members, players.
A-hole.
Okay, you might be one. I know Bledsoe hated him.
Jerk.
That whole thing. But I think he did a pretty good job.
It's Fitzy. You don't believe me? I'll tell you some stories.
Okay, off air.
Yep.
But he did a job.
I offended him.
And he did. So did Drew. Didn't Drew send him flowers on Secretary Day?
No, that was Max Lane.
Oh, Max Lane sent him flowers.
He didn't think that was...
He didn't funny. He didn't see the humor in that.
Nope, didn't find it funny.
Yeah, that may have left.
Relax, Berge.
617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines here. John in Worcester, where they met Belichick and Jordan. What's up, John?
Yeah, so you guys figured it out from the way beginning. You guys said that her mom owned a sex store, like a good, you know, good sex toy store or whatever. And that's where he probably met Jordan when he went in there to go buy something. She felt bad, so she got with him.
All right, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate the laugh at the end of your own call and your own joke. Sex toy store. I don't know. That's facts. Stiz did the legwork.
Yep.
Jordan.
It does. In the article that I found that... you know, showed me that the mom manages the sex store. It says Lee has interacted with Bill on many occasions and speaks kindly about him in their relationship.
Oh, yeah.
That's I guess he went in there. He went in there for the Jordan and found the Jordan.
Can you imagine?
Do you have this in a different size?
CBS Morning News, just, you know, doing a little interview with Sit Down. How did you guys meet?
And it all.
Oh, my mom runs a sex shop.
On their website, their mission statement: Our store is not just a shopping experience; it's a sexual education. The purpose of our sex museum is to preserve and present the history, evolution, and cultural significance of human sexuality. Wait,
Jordan is his mom is an expert in sex.
There's a museum.
I guess so.
So like.
Road trip.
What's in a... Can we broadcast live?
Afternoon road show.
I can set up the Comrex down there. I'm good at that now. I'll set up my phone for the Twitch. We'll be in a sex museum. This is the craziest story that continues to unfold.
I thought we were talking some draft today. Tomorrow.
We got plenty of time for draft.
I've sent in 10,000 different things on Travion Henderson that I want Stiz and Dan to play for us. So let's get to them tomorrow.
When there is a gift from the talk radio sports gods, you run with it. You take Manna from heaven or whatever.
Manna from heaven, yeah.
Manna from heaven, baby. We are eating it up down here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we get to odds and ends. Which, this has kind of been an odd show, so I guess it's appropriate that we have odds and ends at the end here. WEEI Afternoons.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Fitzy. WEEI Afternoons here. You notice that the voice lady says Ted Johnson's name differently than ours?
It's
like
Johnson.
Hot voice. She turns on hot voice.
I
got to
meet
Ted
voice
Johnson.
Girl. Loving
she does.
Voice girl.
It's like Fitzy and hot and Ted Johnson.
I'll have to talk to her about that tomorrow.
Baby.
Can we get a
new
cut of that? WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends here, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS for kids. That's Cars with a K. Ted Johnson, so you said odds and ends. You felt like you needed to cleanse the palate a little bit, that maybe we've, been down in the gutter mucking it up with this whole Belichick story. Okay, so what is your idea for cleansing our palate?
I want to do this. You and I are both, we learned on our trip together to Green Bay that we like guys getting drafted when they're with their families and the reaction, when they're at their homes and that kind of stuff. This is one of the cooler reactions. A linebacker out of South Carolina by the name of Demetrius Knight. He was drafted 49th overall in the second round of the Cincinnati Bengals. This guy had no money growing up, had to do DoorDash just to put food on the table, worked his ass off at South Carolina, and got a call from the Bengals saying that they drafted him. Go ahead, Stiz, play this off.
Hello?
Demetrius.
Yes, sir.
This is actually
Cincinnati
Bengals.
Who's going on, coach?
We'll pick you right now, man.
picking you right now.
I appreciate you, Coach.
That's awesome.
Come on, man.
That's awesome.
It is, and then it just goes on. He just loses it. And yeah. I know that feeling, man. We're picking you. Like, it's just, it's the best day, one of the best days of my life. And that kid, Demetrius Knight, who I never heard of, I'm going to be following him with Cincinnati because I loved, that just shows you how much that meant to him and what he's put into that moment right there. And so, congratulations to Demetrius Knight. And then a couple other, I thought, funny ones were Quinn Ewers. You guys see Quinn Ewers'
the
living room?
The 57 stags behind him? Yeah. Jeez. It was literally like Buck Hunter in real life, Ted.
It was crazy. So I thought that was great. And then the quarterback, Tyler Soos, announced, his dog just jumped up. And,
oh, Tyler Shuck.
Shaw.
Tyler Shuck, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. His dog.
Ted, do you remember, great. Like, people, all every year there's a couple of draft videos that go viral or people fall in love with. Do you remember 2022, Bailey Zappi's one where the agent, his agent, she calls him and he takes the call and the mom is freaking out and he's crying and, like, everybody just thought, like, this is it. Oh, my God, I can't believe I fell for Mac, but I love Zappi more now. It was heartfelt, and it went hyper-viral in just a matter of days.
Well, I love, and we watched one where there was, like, a little brother or cousin in, like, a white tank top, and he's just, like, hugging. Like, the natural, you know, not the big party, the fancy house, just, you know, family sitting on the couch in front of the TV. The dad cries. The kid cries. Yeah. The mom's jumping up and down.
I can't get enough of that.
It is awesome.
Kyle Williams, the new receiver, Andy, who went pick 69. Like, his dad's reaction was, as they like to say, everything.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's working. Dan Ball just sent me a thing. Second most watched NFL draft ever on NFL Network, up 52% from last year. Wow. Most watched first round since 2017. Day two and day three were up. Like, the numbers were just through the roof. And Fred and Ted and I can attest that there was also hundreds of thousands of whack jobs, crazy fans out there.
So fun to be
Green
in the
Bay.
Crowd, though. It
was awesome
great.
Event.
It was great
awesome
crowd.
Event. Speaking of an awesome event, Christian Arcan show is up next here on WEEI.
7 big minutes of it, yeah. 7 minutes in heaven.
How are you going to squeeze all of the Bill Belichick talk?
I
want to
hear all your Shador Sanders thoughts.
Not talking about this.
Well, I mean, I may have to talk about it for a little bit, but there's not much time. I suppose it's just going to be Red Sox pregame here and maybe a little Celtics.
Well, Celtics, we got a big game, right?
Yes, it's a big game, and there's just too much. You just said it. Like, there's too much to try and squeeze it into 5 minutes. I opened the show. I did 25 minutes on Belichick to open the show last night, and some people got upset. They're like, all these things in sports are going on, and you care about Bill Belichick. Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I can't think
has.
Of anything else.
I couldn't get enough of your commentary on it.
We can't look away, right? It's one of those things, like, you're a bug to a light, and, like, we just can't look away. We're drawn to it, and you can stay on the statement watch. Jordan,
believe me, I am.
She said, I think we're coming up on 5 or 6 hours. She said there would be a full statement. I don't.
She better deliver.
I think she has been cut off at the
well,
pass.
Well, okay. Are you going to be? You're going to get cut off, Jordan? You're going to go and make your statement. I think.
Ooh, you calling her out?
I am. I want to hear the statement. I want to know what the statement is.
I bet
is.
You we don't hear from her again for a while. That's my guess.
Yeah, I think your instincts. I think Tar Heels representatives, whether it's chancellors, presidents, athletic directors, lawyers.
She's not going away though.
Yeah, maybe not. But
she'll pop up somewhere.
Well, Ted thinks Bill might be going away.
Yeah, I heard that. That was great. It's tough to argue with it. Tough to argue with the judgment of this guy right now.
The judgment, the execution, the everything, the wardrobe, there's really nothing. He needs to get to football. That's what he needs in the worst way, a football game where they win. That's what he needs because they're all simpletons down there just like we're simpletons up here.
If it's you go spring out, scrimmage, Andy,
yes,
or something.
And win 47-17 and everybody be like, oh, my God, we're awesome. I don't care about the other stuff because – if he doesn't win and he has this baggage, he is one and done at best in Chapel Hill.
You know who I realize she just reminds me of? You remember, what was that girl's name who had Theranos? It was like the one drop of blood and they could figure out if you had cancer.
Elizabeth
and it was that
Holmes.
Big fraud. Elizabeth Holmes. She reminds me of Elizabeth Holmes. She's like young, all these like old guys are really into her, and she's
Elizabeth
just a total
Holmes
fraud who doesn't know
prison.
What she's doing. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
She
gives off
the resemblance.
Big
Elizabeth
Holmes energy. I think she has big Elizabeth Holmes energy.
Okay, so we'll see where she ends up, whether it's prison or on the sideline at UNC or somewhere in between. Stick around the Christian Arcan show. I promise it'll be the best 7 minutes of your life. He's going to squeeze in Bill and Jordan and the Celtics and the Red Sox, and that'll lead into the Mass Mutual pregame show. Be back here tomorrow, 2 to 6. 2:30, we talk to Alex Cora. 4 o'clock-ish, we'll talk to Scal about the Celtics hopefully closing out this this series, and Lord only knows what will be happening in the world of Jordan and Bill Belichick. All that and more tomorrow afternoon. For Ted Johnson, Fitzy, Andy Hart, Dan Ball, Stiz, everybody else, thanks for listening. See ya.